The Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade, the Honorable Minister Vic Fedeli. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lorne. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, Vic.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm looking out my kitchen window in Corbeil, Ontario, as it's snowing. So
Hold it. It's snowing. I just had a palpitation. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah.
What doesn't suck was when I watched the provincial presser yesterday with the premier and you, and I think Rod Phillips was there and Christine Elliott as well. And the premier announced the opening of some facets of business. The idea is we are in phase one to try to get some of these businesses open and our economy going. And so it was an exciting announcement yesterday. Why don't you tell us about what the future has over the next few days for business?
Yeah, it's an important few days. Starting tomorrow, Friday morning, garden centers and nurseries, greenhouses, so all of those retail operations, you can now go into those places, into those stores and purchase sort of under the same requirements as a grocery store and a pharmacy. So that's an exciting beginning to open. The next day, Saturday, you can go into your favorite hardware store and safety supply store and operate just like the grocery stores and the pharmacies. So I'm gonna say it, and I'm gonna get in trouble for saying it, but I can't wait to get into my Canadian Tire, and we have a home hardware here, Henry O'Hala. He's just passed away, but I'm getting into Henry's hardware store. I can't wait to get into those places. I need filters and things for the furnace.
Sure.
So, it's going to be a great Saturday. And Monday, curbside only, retail stores with a street entrance. So that's not a mall store, but a retail entrance.
Well, here's a big question I have about that. So retail stores with a street entrance can do curbside pickup, but haven't they been doing that already the whole time?
Well, they can now do it legally starting Monday. Let me put it that way. You know, they should always be following advice from their local public health official, but generally speaking, retail had been shut down until this coming Monday.
Oh, because I was under the impression, and maybe I was wrong, that that all retail, no matter what, if they were able to offer curbside or delivery, that was still good to go. But no.
It was an online service that was available in the past, but now you'll be able to go and do curbside pickup and delivery. So use the phone, the online service, but now you can have staff in and do your curbside retail. It's a pretty big change for where we had been in the last month and a half.
Now, of course, I'm sure you've heard this 100 times, so I'm going to pose the question again because why not? You know, people are kind of annoyed at the fact, hey, you can go into Walmart and go buy your groceries, which is why it was allowed to be open. But while you're there, you could pick up some tires and a T-shirt and, a Mixmaster. Yeah. But the store, the little kitchen shop or the little clothing store couldn't sell it. And my answer to that is, and maybe you agree or disagree, is that, well, nobody had a plan for this, really. It's a whole new world. And also, 20 years ago, Walmart wouldn't have been open because they didn't sell groceries.
Yeah.
And grocery stores like Loblaws or Your Independent never sold T-shirts 20 years ago. They just sold groceries. So it's a very different world.
Yeah, that's you hit the nail on the head here, Lauren. It's not fair, I'll give you that, but neither is the virus. You know, this coronavirus, there's nothing fair or equitable about it. It hits where it hits. And so we looked at what do we need? What is essential? Food, pharmaceuticals, water. Those are your essentials for life and a roof over your head. And so that's why we allowed construction of residential to continue during the coronavirus. That's why we allowed construction of hospitals and healthcare facilities. That's why we allow grocery stores to be open. And yes, they sell other things now. Well, that's what's changed. Yes, we allow Walmarts to be be open because they sold groceries. They're a grocery store almost as much as anything else, and they have a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. These are valuable essentials. Yes, it was not fair, but absolutely necessary, and the word essential.
Of course, people want to know about other businesses and things like that. And I assume you're having multiple meetings daily about the progression, but you don't want to do things that could cause another major relapse of the numbers. And so it has to be done methodically and with some adherence to what the medical officers of health want to do, right?
Well, we're taking great advice, not only from the health officials, but from our MPPs and our cabinet. So Todd Smith is a regular emailer and caller with input from the Belleville-Quinte area with what he's heard from the people in the area and the businesses. So we take all of that advice. And if you really pull back and just look at what we've done, you would see there is a solid method to it. Why is the chemical plant open? Well, we need water to survive, and you can't have a water plant in your community without chemicals. So that's why the chemicals are open. That's why we have distribution warehouses open. That's why we have trucking, so that those chemicals can get to your water treatment plant. So that if you really pull back and look at it, you go, oh, all right, now I get it. Now I understand. You know, I couldn't figure out why that one weird place down the street was open. Mm. Well, why is this construction happening? Well, they're making a product that's essential. So manufacturing stayed open. Unlike Quebec, mining and manufacturing stayed open in Ontario. The auto plants chose themselves to shut down, and they can choose their own date to reopen. But we opened the auto dealerships last week, but by appointment only, as a signal to the car plants. Okay, when you're ready to open, your retail channel is open. And so those are the kind of things, if you look at it, you kind of nod your head and say, yeah, okay, I get it now.
We've had, in the Quinte area, almost 60% decline in real estate sales, certainly compared with the year before. And one of the announcements that certain types of, because of the housing shortage, which you know very well about, I think it goes across the province, especially here as well, they'll be able to do some construction on new housing.
Yes, as long as the building permit was taken out before the 4th of April, construction can continue because, again, water, food, and a roof over your head. So we allow for the construction, residential construction, to continue. And then there's a couple of other variants. Distribution centers were allowed to continue. Anybody involved in agriculture, building greenhouses, things like that, were allowed to continue. So again, very methodical. And now the opening is very gradual, very well thought out, slowly but carefully. So last week we announced golf courses and marinas can open for prep work. No customers. Now the marinas that had their docks crushed by ice and things like that, they can rebuild them. They can unwrap the boats, clean them, have them prepped, gassed, and ready. And that's a signal. Okay, that's a pretty strong signal that golf and marina is going to open shortly. That's the little hint that goes out.
Okay. Well, you know, all that's great. And people need to, done right, golfing is good, and people, as long as they're not having party barges, can get out with the same people they've been cooped up with on their boats and get some fresh air. The last thing we want boats to do is actually come in contact with each other. That's bad. I want to ask you one thing, though, before we go on. As you are the Minister of Economic Development and Job Creation and Trade, one of the biggest employers in this province is the hospitality industry, and I don't think there is a business that will and has been hit as hard as the restaurant business. Is there something specific? I know the Prime Minister has announced all these things and for rent relief and things like that, but will there be a restaurant bar kind of specific thing coming down the pike to help these businesses out?
Each cabinet minister has been tasked on the Economic and Recovery Committee, if you will, to look at their individual ministries and what you would recommend as part of the recovery. So each of these ministers has now been fanning out across electronically across Ontario, along with the local and regional MPPs, and looking for guidance. So I'll just pick up, natural resources. They're meeting electronically with mines and forestry companies to see what will it take to get you back in business. In tourism, sport, culture, and heritage, they're meeting electronically with sport venues, bars, restaurants, festivals, fairs, all of those groups to find out what are your plans, what do you need from us. And then all of that information is being gathered, and our committee meets Friday mornings to assess where we are as we begin to finalize the recovery plan when we're recovered. And so there's nothing to announce today from each of these. I know my ministry as economic development and trade, as a matter of fact, we put in certain trade programs we want to see. We saw StatsCan come out a couple of days ago with very, very bad trade statistics. So we've got a tremendous amount of work to do. But you're right, nothing was hit as broadly across Ontario as the restaurant and bars. And so we'll wait and see what that ministry brings us as news from the sector.
Vic Fedeli, so glad to keep touch with you and find out what's going on. Another announcement today, I think, is coming that will be more healthcare related from the premier. That's what the news sources are saying out there. And as we know, as this continues, and as you mentioned, we'll have more and more openings, and that is great for business. We got to get the economy going again, and we got to do it in a healthful way, because we can't have people perish anymore. It's a very difficult situation for everybody.
And that's, health and well-being of our families. Todd Smith will tell you, the health and well-being, that's at the top. Everything else falls under that. It evolves around that. That's the real key.
All right, Vic Fedeli, the Ontario Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. Thank you so much, sir.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care.